So I'm sitting in my office last week, and one of my agents in my Monday mastermind group says, Ramin, I got 3 condos listed in Russian Hill, beautiful high-rises, million-dollar units, and I can't sell them. Nobody will touch them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Those are million-dollar condos in San Francisco. What do you mean nobody will touch them? He goes, the sprinkler mandate. And I'm sitting there like, what sprinkler mandate?
The Homeowners Association President Allison Jacobs showed me a recently completed upgrade to the building's fire alarm and communication system. The cost? $2 million.
So I started digging. And what I found, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this, this might be the dirtiest political play I've seen in 20 years of California real estate. And I've seen some dirty stuff. But here's the thing. The more I dug into this, the more I realized this isn't just about sprinklers. This is about something way bigger. California has figured out a trick. They can't raise your property taxes, Prop 13, done. They can't pass new taxes without a vote. People will kill it at the ballot box. So what do they do instead? They mandate. They don't call it a tax. They call it safety. They call it climate. They call it seismic. They call it electrification. And every single one of them comes with a bill, sometimes a six-figure bill, that lands on your doorstep. No vote, no public money, no way out. And I'm about to show you exactly how they do it, starting with the most outrageous example I've ever seen. San Francisco passed an ordinance, and I'll tell you how they passed it in a second, because that's the real story. But they passed an ordinance that says 126 older high-rise buildings have to install fire sprinklers in every unit of every room, every building, 9,800 condos.
The estimated cost of the sprinkler retrofit is $2.3 million. So the entire building, that would end up breaking down cost per unit.
The cost? $300,000 per unit. Not per building, per unit. And you want to know how they came up with that number? They didn't. The condo owners came up with that number. They hired structural engineers. They did these studies. They did the math. Real buildings, real numbers. And the board of supervisors looked at that math and said, we don't care. They never did their own cost study. Not once. Not ever. But here's the thing. The money isn't even the craziest part. The craziest part is how this thing got passed, because this is where it gets dirty. A supervisor named Aaron Peskin proposed this in 2020. The realtors fought it. The apartment association fought it. They killed it. Dead. Peskin brings it back in 2021. Same groups fight it. Kill it again. 2 times this thing got killed through the normal process. Twice. So what does Peskin do? Well, he waits. He waits for the 5-year fire code revision. This is just a routine update that happens automatically, right? Maintenance, paperwork, nobody pays attention to it, and he slips it in. Not as a bill, not as something you can vote on. He buries it in the fire code. No vote, no referendum, nothing.
A spokesman for the San Francisco Fire Department says fire sprinklers will help save lives.
When someone dies in a fire, the question becomes, why were there no sprinklers? And we all know the sprinklers do the job of putting out the fire, initially suppressing it, and then allowing us to get there.
And then, this is the part that should make you lose your mind. Right around that time, there's a deadly fire in the Mission District. People died. Horrible tragedy. But here's what Jay Cheng told our group. Jay Cheng is a housing policy expert with the San Francisco Association of Realtors. He's been fighting this thing from day one. He came to our Monday morning mastermind call, and he said, those buildings that burned, they were not high-rises built before 1975. They would not have even been covered by this law. This mandate would have done nothing to stop that fire. Not a single thing. Zero. But it doesn't matter, because you can't vote against sprinklers when people just died in a fire. Even if the law has nothing to do with it, those buildings, the emotion was there, and it sailed right through. Now, who is Aaron Peskin? Well, let me tell you about this guy. 5 terms on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, 24 years, longest serving in the city history, board president 3 times, known for drunk dialing female department heads at 2 in the morning to threaten their jobs. That's not me, that's the San Francisco Chronicle. And he ran for mayor. He got crushed, came in 3rd place. Before that, in 2011, he put his name in when Newsom left. The board didn't pick him either. So this guy who spent his entire career in local politics couldn't get the big chair. And now this is his legacy move. This is a fire code amendment that could financially destroy 10,000 families.
We would have to assess people an additional $1,000 to $3,000 a month per unit.
Thank you. Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
Get wide awake with Harrison Smith, live on the War Room right now on X and Band.video worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour three of the War Room is on, and I'm joined in studio by Joseph Daniel, josephphilipdaniel.com. You can follow him on Instagram at josephdaniel1. Is that right, or is it Joseph Philip Daniel 1. Glad we got that, but not on X, right? What happened?
I got suspended on X after reaching hundreds of millions of people between 2023 and 2025. It was unexpected, but I am blessed for being persecuted for the Lord because I got so many positive posts on there for God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I'm not about making money, so I'm definitely not into spamming. I'm into evangelizing, so maybe that's what it was. I have over 823,000 posts on X, so at Joseph P. Daniel 1 is the handle for my X thing. And if anybody out there knows how to get a hold of Elon or anybody at X,
you're more than
welcome to vouch for me. I give you permission.
Did they tell you why that you were?
I wasn't authentic or something. I don't know. Maybe it's a spamming thing. I don't know what it is, but
man,
I forgive
so
Elon. I am totally for X. I'm totally for free speech. But since I got suspended in October of last year from X, I've exploded, thanks be to God, on Instagram and on Facebook. So that's great.
You know, it's weird how possible that is, because X, like, your story is not really all that out of the ordinary. We think of Instagram and Facebook as being super censored still, but like, I find a lot of my stuff does better on Instagram than X. Why do you think that is?
Well, I got one of my close friends' posts to a million views.
Nice.
Dr. Benjamin Marble. He has myfreedoctor.com, and go there if you need free care.
Friend of the show.
It's an incredible website. My doctor, myfreedoctor.com. But he got suspended last year, and he's like, oh yeah, I've been suspended over 30 times on here. And then soon after he got suspended, like maybe within a month or 2 months of that, maybe 3 months or something like that, months later, I'm about to go live with Ivan Raiklin in Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden I look at my phone and I get a suspension notification. And I told Ivan, he's like, oh man, this is bad, basically. So Ivan Raiklin, he's been, you know, trying to help me. He's amazing. He's a close friend. I plan on going back to Capitol Hill and confronting some globalists with him at my side. He's been a great patriot for years. And yeah, it's been incredible to be an information warrior for God and to be suspended. You know, it is what it is, but I got to stay thankful. And I know that God's working everything out for my good. So that's good.
Well, it's still doesn't feel good when you get suspended, especially when you're about to go live with something really powerful. But that's what you do. You go around, you actually get on the ground and investigate stuff. In fact, we have a video of you at Zorro Ranch. Should we go to this and then you can describe for us, or do you want to set us up with this video?
I was able to meet my friend, Josh Friedman, who's Luke Radowski's from We Are Change's right-hand man. Last year, covering the Bilderberg Conference in Stockholm, Sweden, the Holy Spirit led me to go out there, and I was able to confront Eric Schmidt and other globalists there. And Joshua wanted me to go to the World Economic Forum Cult Annual Conference this year in Davos, so mm-hmm. He flew me out when I was in Chicago, so we went there. I got to get some great footage there. And then he flew from Bulgaria to America, and he's like, let's go to Zorro Ranch, or maybe I brought it up, or whatever it was. So we went to New Mexico. We found where Zorro Ranch is, even though it's called something different now. And it's one of the creepiest places I've ever been in my entire life. And I know for sure, 100%, that Satan himself has manifested there in some type of ritual. It is so creepy.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's go to the video and we'll get your comments on the other side. Again, my guest is Joseph Philip Daniel One on X, and here he is investigating Zorro Ranch. Let's watch.
Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me here. Bring forth much exposure to this place. Get people arrested, many crimes on the Zorro Ranch, as some have called it. Property behind me. Thank you for sending me here. Get this place exposed more and more, God. Get investigations to be in manifestation. Soon, to expose all the murders that have happened here at Satan's, formerly known as Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. Thank you, God, for sending me here. Expose different satanic rituals that have happened here. Bring forth whistleblowers who've seen people murdered here, people sacrificed to Satan. Forward with powerful testimony that will really devastate Satan and the dark side. You are good, God. You are good.
JosephPhilipDaniel.com. So what gave you the creeps about Zorro Ranch?
Well, one of the gifts of the spirit that I carry is the gift of the discernment of spirits. And I've had that gift for many years now, and I've been able to go to different places, and I've been able just to feel such a demonic presence, and there was bad. Oh, my gosh. If I've been to Little St. James Island, maybe I could say the same, but I don't know if I've ever been to a more demonic place than Zorro Ranch. I mean, there are demons literally just flying around there, just lingering there, waiting to kill, steal, and destroy, basically. It was wild being there. And so, I definitely do never want to go back. Unless God wants me to go.
Well, so I mean, what is your take on all of Jeffrey Epstein? Like, why was Zorro Ranch never investigated, do you think? What is your take as you look into Jeffrey Epstein? Because I was just talking earlier today about how, you know, obviously the whole international spy ring thing is a major part of it. Probably to me, the overwhelmingly important part is the fact that this guy was manipulating geopolitics. But underneath it is this Satanism, is this like just outpouring of just the most vicious, hateful, disgusting stuff. How do you take this? How do you fold this into your worldview?
It's just like Marina Abramovich. Mm-hmm. She's the main witch behind the World Economic Forum cult. She had her whole exhibit there in Davos. I got footage of it. They're able to just use demonic power somehow to just never get captured and just always operate in secret and just have so many people not know what's really going on. But thanks be to God and decades of people fighting, we were able to have, you know, what we have with the Epstein files. But still, we need Pam Bondi to take action.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. She was like, oh, let's go talk about the Dow in front of Congress and not the Epstein files, basically. I mean, we're all just like, what is going on? People like myself and Ivan Reichlin, we heard her talk, and we're just like, oh, my gosh. Because we've been into the hearings that we've been into on Capitol Hill, and we know how terrible so many members of Congress are because we've been so close to them. And to see her sit there and just say, oh, let's just forget about it, basically, it's just insane.
It's like an insult. I mean, from what we see from the document release, it's like, what do you mean there's nothing here? It's just filled with criminal acts. It's completely insane. So do you think the people engaged in this stuff, like, do you think Marina Abramovich just thinks she's being edgy? Do you think she genuinely believes in the demonic stuff? You think they're into the demonism stuff? It's not just sort of a fad or a like edgy type thing.
Well, according to my own experience with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, I know that they're real. Alex Jones knows that God is real. I mean, he's given Alex the time, the precise time, over and over again for years off and on. I've had similar experiences with the Holy Spirit where I've gotten words of knowledge about, you know, people's names. I've gotten information about people, places, and things over the years since 2009, since when I started my relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Meaning it moved from just me praying at God and worshiping at God, or worshiping God, and, you know, reading the Bible in part every day, to actually having a relationship and seeing fruit and seeing works of the Holy Spirit manifest in my own life. So I know that they're tapped into demonic entities. And I know that Marina Abramovich is, in fact, following a demon or demons, just like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has been guilty of so many crimes for so many decades, and so many people are satanic with her, embedded into the government, and they're all working together with demons to pull off just such insane stuff, and they've been able to get away with it for so long. But the good thing is God is in control, and nobody gets away with anything, and everybody reaps what they sow. So she can, you know, avoid jail time at this point, Hillary, but God can put her in prison tomorrow, and we don't need Pam Bondi, because according to what Trump has with Maduro, he can turn state's evidence in and avoid the DOJ altogether and just go after the deep state leaders that way, using what he's got with Maduro.
Yeah, I bet he will, or I hope he does. And there's some more information about that today. Actually, I was trying to find it was one of these accounts that just post headlines, and it was like Trump says he'll announce all these, you know, international foreign involvement in the 2020 election. So, you know, hopefully that'll come out, and that'd be a very convenient way to wrap up all these people. Yeah. So, why are we incapable of breaking through the demonic protection? Like, we know about it. We're a Christian nation. Why can't we get the powers? Why can't we impose on them?
Just manifest it somehow, my Father in Heaven. Please, under the Trump administration, do not let us go under demonic control. Help us to get the deep state cult leaders arrested once and for all.
I wonder if the crew can find me. Have you heard of Les Wexner's demon? That Les Wexner apparently
conjured?
He says he's been followed around his whole life by some demon that tells him what to do. So maybe it's kind of silly of me to ask you whether you think they're real or not, because according to them, they do think they're real. If the crew, it's a demon from the Book of Solomon. Yeah, if y'all can print out something about it, it like has a name and everything. And apparently this is, Les Wexner says, is the source of his knowledge. So if the crew can bring that article in, we'll read it. But and probably not a surprise that Les Wexner might be demonically influenced as well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I know for sure, 100%, that there is a very small group above the central bankers that are totally sworn over to Satan, and literally they're guided day after day, maybe even moment after moment. Maybe they are literally told what to eat, what to wear, and they're just led each day by demons. And they're like at the very highest point, right under Satan. I believe there is a council of nine. I believe there are nine. And then there's one inside that group, and then everybody is below them, like the monarchies, all the corporations that are under that. And my friend Leo Zagami, who I plan on interviewing soon in Palm Springs, he needs to enlighten me more about the Illuminati. I really need to study more about the power structure that Satan has on the earth, because in the future, I plan on running for Congress and being Congressman Joseph Philip Daniel, who never takes money from any satanic person who stands for Jesus Christ in Congress. I plan on doing it in years to come. I got to get married first, but that's the plan. I'm almost a 40-year virgin. I'm staying pure before God, but I plan on getting married soon. God's going to bring it right to me soon.
Are you looking? Should we open up phone calls for potential wives here? We gotta hook you up. You gotta get married so you can go take power.
I'm ready.
Time, man. It's time. That's great. You should run for Congress. We need people like you. And in fact, that was another topic I wanted to cover today, is the attack against so-called Christian nationalism. And did you see what happened with James Tallarico?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's a complete fraud, as far as I can tell. That James Tallarico goes on Colbert, and they make it a big thing where they say, "Oh, the FCC prevented us from airing this interview," which is not true. The FCC did not contact them; they did not reach out to them. All that happened was nobody watches the show when it airs. Nobody watches TV. Everybody watches everything in clips on YouTube. So they just pretended, oh, we weren't allowed to air this interview, but we'll show it on YouTube. And it's all in service of this guy, James Tallarico, who is a Texas local representative, but he's running for Texas Senate. And his whole thing is he's a devout Democrat it's kind of the most sickening stuff you've ever seen. I got a couple articles about him where it's like the first sermon that he gave was last year, and it was about abortion, and it was about how Jesus was a radical feminist.
Wow.
And it's just but his whole thing is we have to stop Christian nationalism. I'm a devout Christian, and Christian nationalism is evil. What's your take on Christian nationalism? And this coincides with a big CNN project trying to demonize Christian nationalism as well.
Well, I was in Minneapolis with my friend Jacob Lang.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing demonic hordes of people literally trying to kill him.
Right.
So you talk about principalities, powers, and other types of demons out there warring against human beings. I saw it firsthand there.
Right.
It was a miracle that we got saved. Literally, it was a miracle. Thank you, God, for that.
They're worried about Christian nationalism when we literally live in hell. It's like we're so far from anything even remotely like Christian nationalism, yet that's the big boogeyman that they want to portray as it's an imminent fascist revolution under Christian nationalism. Meanwhile, literal hordes of demons running around attacking Christians.
The whole nation was brought forth by so many Christians. Yeah, there were some Freemasons, but I believe many of them were Christians. And I definitely don't believe Satan was the one inspiring God's U.S. Republic. I really believe it was from God.
Well, I mean, look at the early Massachusetts settlements, Salem witch trials. There was a reason. I mean, it was not a question of whether it was a Christian nation or not. The church was the government in some of those early settlements.
And
the Puritans.
I'm ready to get gay marriage banned. I'm ready to have the Bible, King James Version one, preferably, in every school, every public school in the nation. And I'm ready to have Darwin kicked out. And I'm ready for the Smithsonian Institute to go the way of the dodo bird, so to speak.
Tell us what they know about the Giants.
I'm so ready to do incredible things as a congressman. One day I'm ready. I know it's part of my destiny, and I plan on fighting hard for God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit there. And, yeah, I'm ready to make a difference. But until then, I plan on getting back to Washington, D.C., and working with Ivan and other people and exposing what we have to expose there. And I really need to get in front of Todd Blanche, because Todd Blanche is basically holding everything up.
Yeah. How does that?
It's insane.
Well, that's the other question. Like, why are these people still there? Why are they allowed to dominate?
President Trump doesn't even need Pam Bondi. He can just go and arrest people on the spot. He can do it.
And it's almost like they want us to lose faith in the electoral system, because clearly, if we can't get some of this stuff done, and voting doesn't matter. It's like voter ID. 90% of Republicans, 75% of Democrats want it, but we can't get it passed. Like, it's almost like they're letting us know, like, yeah, guys, you're never going to vote your way out of it.
Thank God for Mike Lindell. Help him to win in Minnesota, because when I was in Minnesota earlier this year, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
I've been to LA, I've been to Portland, I've been to so many other places, and I now know for a fact that Minneapolis and St. Paul has got to be one of the most demonic places, if you will, out there. I mean, we were in a hotel in Minneapolis, and I saw a 14-year-old looking guy wearing a dress walking around, acting like a woman. I mean, I haven't even seen that in L.A. When we were just in L.A., I was praying for Spencer Pratt. Spencer Pratt's on the move. He plans on being mayor of L.A.
Oh, yeah. No, that's very exciting.
I got to post that on Instagram, and he was totally about just invoking God to come upon his body, soul, and spirit, and having God help him with the campaign, because literally, I mean, he's going after demons there.
Yeah.
It's not just some sinful guy who's just, wanting power that's the mayor there, like it is in so many other places. It's literally a witch who's a Cuban communist who's totally just in some type of death cult. I don't know how high she is in the power structure, but she's demonic. Mayor Bass. So he's literally going against demons there.
That's crazy. He got famous on The Hills, right? Reality show, is that? Yeah, Spencer Pratt. Yeah,
and then his house got burned down.
He's an info warrior, yeah.
So now he is on a huge campaign to save L.A. His parents' house got burned down in the Palisades fire. Oh, man. Joshua and I, we drove around and we saw just one lot after the other.
Burned to the ground.
Totally vaporized almost out there in L.A. It was insane.
And they still haven't rebuilt.
It's like a war zone. It's like a little third world war zone out there.
And it's been over a year and nothing's been rebuilt.
Well, there is some good news. By the Palisades High School, there are some houses that are being built, but it's very minimal.
Mm.
So.
Well, this is the problem. I mean, now there's this giant wastewater spill in Maryland. Some Indian boat knocked down a bridge in Baltimore 4 years ago. It still hasn't been rebuilt. I mean, we are like losing the infrastructure. We no longer have the capacity to rebuild, it seems. Even in Austin, there's a post that went viral today was that it's the 290 overpass, and there's like a foot wide gap, you know, 50 feet up in the air in this overpass. And it's like our infrastructure is literally collapsing. We don't have the water to fight the fires. Our sewers are just spilling untreated into the waters. It's like we really are collapsing here.
But the good thing is we have Joe Rogan, we have Mike Adams, we have Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, yourself, and so many others that are leading the charge, the Hodge twins. So they're getting decimated in the information war. So that's a good start.
Yeah, guys, see if you can find the image of the gap in the overpass, because it's horrifying. And, you know, I was actually thinking about this. You're somebody that will, I don't even want to show this video, but there's a video out of New York City that apparently the snow is melting and it's leaving behind like clip 13 here. All right, so there's the gap. So this is what our infrastructure looks like here in America. Yeah, that's something that, you know, people in Austin drive over every single day. It took somebody posting it on social media and going, is this okay? And finally, the Texas Department of Transportation was like, oh, we'll go ahead and take a look at that. And actually, I think they've said it's safe. I think this is what it's just like now. And they're like, yeah, that's fine, actually. So, you know, let's go to war with Iran. I know what we can do. Let's spend $10 trillion to do something like go to war with Iran rather than just fix up our own dang country. But let's go to clip 13 here, because when I saw this, I was like, I'm pretty sure this is a plague. No, I'm pretty sure this is like a style of plague that like would have hit Pharaoh. Let's go to clip 13. We just play it as B-roll. It's gross. I'm sorry. I don't even want to show this. But apparently, the sidewalks in New York are literally covered in poop.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they cleared out the snow. And I guess the snow had poop. I don't even know where it came from. But it's disgusting. And you can see it's literally everywhere. And it's like, okay, are we in Sodom and Gomorrah now? Like, is this what it was like? Or is this Egypt during the plagues? That was my first thought looking at this, is like, this isn't just a failure of civic leadership. This is a biblical plague of some sort.
He's definitely on the target list, Mamdani. And I believe, because of photos that have recently surfaced with the Epstein files, that he literally is part of the Epstein bloodline. And I'm ready to
Seems like it. We can take it down, guys. Yeah, this makes me sick. I don't want to see it. Sorry.
I'm ready to be in New York City this year, getting in confrontation with him. And maybe Jake Lang will be at my side, because Jake has a big thing planned for New York City next month. So I plan on helping him with that.
Well, that's very exciting. Here's a story from CNN that I was mentioning earlier. CNN's Pamela Brown announces she's been working on a special project warning against Christian nationalism, portraying them as a radicalized threat to the country. She launches into a report where she fears the assassination of Charlie Kirk uniting Christians and scoffs at the idea that Christians were being targeted with hate and violence. What do we do about this? I mean, they're turning churches into training grounds to fight ICE.
Oh, my gosh.
You had Don Lemon and his crew going in and screaming at children in the church. The attack on Christianity is very real. Why are Christians not standing up for ourselves?
Well, we have a multifaceted problem. The main one, maybe, is the 501c3 mega church industrial complex. That's what I call it.
Right.
It's all about the money. It's like a fast food thing. You just get in, get out. They treat you like cattle on average, like Joel Osteen. So we're not getting an army built properly. But I've been to Washington, D.C. within the last 2 years, many a time on Capitol Hill. And it really starts from there, in my opinion. So we need to get a massive amount of people in Congress who can just go right to the people as an army for God and get the education system more godly and get every aspect of our society more godly. And they can do it with the proper legislation. They can do it. And we can't have people like MTG just cowardly leaving when the war gets, you know, hard.
I know. That was a shame.
It's devastating to see that.
It's like they're systematically removing all of the good
people. And then we just
people.
Lost that amazing person, you know, who was going to help keep the corporate 500 with
Gail,
antitrust.
Yeah. And actually, we have a big story about that should be coming out here momentarily.
Gail, he's amazing.
Yeah, she is. And we have some inside information about how that came about. I know I don't want to spill too much, but I'll look it up during the break. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side with more. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about, fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter, He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now, this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I do want to quickly remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. 52% off site-wide. It ends, I guess, tomorrow at midnight. It was supposed to end tonight. I guess we're extending it. I wouldn't risk it personally. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. Today is this week is the final week to enter to win both the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 and the F-250 diesel, plus $20,000 in cash. For every $1 you spend, you get 100 times the entries. 52% off is an absurd discount that I genuinely do not understand or comprehend, but it's real. And you can go and buy anything from the InfoWars store and get half off. And by the way, if you don't like the supplements, the apparel that we have is awesome. It is all so cool and well-designed, and there's new stuff like every day. If you were there last week looking at shirts, you should go back because we got all sorts of new ones, including the Quality Leering Center and a really, really badass Des Volt No Retreat, No Surrender hoodie in red. But something for everybody, thealexjonesstore.com. Go there today to get 52% off site-wide, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, to let them know who sent you. And with that, we are back. And in studio with me is the one and only, I've lost your sheet here, the one and only Joseph Philip Daniel. You can be followed at Instagram, on Instagram, at JosephPhilipDaniel1, JosephPhilipDaniel.com as well. You are a Christian activist traveling the country trying to beat back the demons.
Yes.
I want to kill some demons. How do we kill demons? Because that's all I ever want to do. And apparently they're running around all over the place. This story is from June 4th, 2025. The debunk of Leslie Wexner, parentheses, Jewish horror. On the morning Leslie Wexner became a billionaire, he woke up worried, but this was not unusual. He always wakes up worried because of his debunk, which pokes and prods and gives him the itchiness of the soul that he calls spilks, pins in Yiddish. Sometimes he runs from it on the roads of Columbus or drives away from it in one of his Porsches or flies from it in one of his planes, but then it's back with his first coffee, his first meeting, nudging at him. So that is an excerpt from a New York Magazine article called The Bachelor Billionaire on Pins and Needles with Leslie Wexner from 1985, where he describes a debunk, which is like a demon spirit that apparently has, quote, latched itself around Leslie Wexner's soul when he was 4 years old. So, comments, Joseph. What's your take on this?
I know for sure that Hillary Clinton was talking to a demon when she claimed, oh, I'm conjuring Eleanor Roosevelt here in the White House, and we're going to have great seances here in the White House, basically, she said over and over again.
Yeah, seances. So
I really got awakened to the elites in 2013 when the Lord led me to listen to Alex Jones somehow in West Palm Beach. I found him, and I've been staying pretty consistently, you know, close to him, so to speak, watching him throughout the years. And he's exposed Hillary, he's exposed Obama, and so many others. And I really believe 100% that they do know how to channel demonic entities. And Les Wexner really is truthful there. I really believe Les Wexner knows how to not only conjure a demon, maybe through some act of pedophilia or some child sacrifice or whatever, but I really believe that he's in tune with a demonic principality, a higher level one, not just a low level demon in Satan's hierarchy, if you will.
Right.
And it's real. It's really sad. And I've been pretty close to some Bilderberg members, like Peter Thiel. Last year, I saw Peter Thiel at close blank range, or however you say it, multiple times, and he literally looked like a very demonically possessed man. Yes, I do believe he's demonically possessed. His face, his countenance looks so demonic. Multiple times when I saw him outside that Grand Hotel in downtown Stockholm when he was being a part of the Bilderberg conference, wow, that was crazy. My friend Dan Dix got a nice confrontation in maybe for about a minute where he was, you know, 10 feet away from him, maybe, and you could really see it in Peter Thiel's countenance and the face that he was definitely not only under the gun, but just miserable and demonic and knowing that he's on the wrong side of history. So I don't trust Palantir. I don't trust any of that stuff. Any of that AI stuff on Palantir.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it can be used as a utility, like my iPhone. I can use it as a weapon of warfare in the information war against Satan, of course.
Right, the technology is neutral.
Like C-3PO. We can have a C-3PO, so to speak, you know, helping us with chores and, you know, posting for us on Instagram. But I don't want there to be a two-way window. I want it just to be us, you know, him and I, if you want to call him him. And where I can be in control of where the information is going and making sure that none of that goes to any AI data center.
Right. Yeah.
Any information that I give the robot, that is.
So what do you think? What do you think the connection between AI and demons are? I was just reading a thing from Mike Adams where he was talking about, because there was an article that was admitting it was going, AI somehow knows things that it's not trained on. AI is able to understand things that it should not be able to understand. And Mike Adams is like, yeah, guys, it's because it's communicating with the higher dimension in a way that we don't even have the ability to like track or determine happening.
It's interdimensional.
Yeah.
And Joshua and I earlier this year went to Los Alamos, New Mexico, to check out the Los Alamos laboratory, which is super creepy, super sophisticated. And Phil Schneider, you know, years ago in the 90s, talked about such technology that it was even hard for me to believe it at first. But now I for sure know that that type of technology exists, where they can do interdimensional stuff, different scientists. And I believe in Los Alamos underground and in other underground military bases, deep underground military bases, DUMs, there are things where they can basically beam me up, Scotty, if you will. They can take a human being and teleport him or her across the world.
Right.
And so maybe there are some very high-tech interdimensional technologies built into the iPhone 17 Pro Max, which I have, maybe. But it could get to the point where we could just be thinking about something. You know, we can go by a 5G tower and they put a song on our head and then we go to the song on YouTube.
Yeah,
we
go by that 5G tower. Possible, for
or
sure.
I start thinking about, you know, McDonald's and I look on my phone where a McDonald's is. I mean, I believe maybe that it's already there.
So where does the line get drawn, and how do you think this ties into transgender stuff? Because again, like, you know, a lot of people, even religious people, will not believe in things like possession or demons. But like, look at some of the videos of some of the you know, shooters. The shooter from Canada is just literally laughing maniacally, and like you hear, I mean, there's famous videos like abortion providers, and like,
it's like a
different voice. It's like not their voice. I experienced it when I was doing camera for Owen really early on, in like 2017 or something, and it's a famous clip, the Antifa Chicken Man.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, he literally is just like, and it was like, whoa, what is this? Yeah. So I mean, when you experience something like that face to face, it's like, no, something's going on. This is not explicable in a in a scientific way. Something supernatural is happening.
When I was in front of that ICE facility in Minneapolis. Going by those demonically possessed people, I could tell there was no natural reason for them to be hateful towards Joshua and I. Not at all. But all of a sudden, they would just be so demonic. Different people that we'd be around, they would just be so hateful. It was not them. There were entities that were, or an entity that was taking them over and looking at us like we're, you know, meat for their meal or something.
Right.
And it was just person after person. As I would walk around there, led by the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't go there unless the Holy Spirit let me to go. And they would just look at me, and they wouldn't be just looking at me as from a human standpoint, them being the leftists. There would be entities looking at me through them. And of course, I'm with the Holy Spirit. I have a close relationship. So I was confident that God would get us out of there. But man, it's one thing to watch a video online, but then to actually see those types of people, you know, beating people up, trying to kill Jake Lang at close blank range. Wow.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Doesn't come across the television screen like being actually there. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, you look into these people's eyes and it's like you almost feel sorry for them. I mean, you look into them, you're like, whoa, you are like messed up. Like there's something wrong with you.
And as long as you can build a foundation early, Satan in the child's life, where they don't build a spiritual foundation on the cornerstone, on Jesus Christ himself, then they're so easy to take over.
Right.
From a demonic point of view, you know, in their later years, in their teenage years, they can easily be manipulated into the leftist cult and be pawns. That's really what they are, just pawns for Satan.
You know, it's almost like, is there any part of you that thinks, like, this is just an easy, reason to give? Because I just so often, with stuff like transgender, is like, how did we even get here? How did we get to the point that you have, you know, major medical schools teaching that you can trans 4-year-olds. And it's like, you just look at some of the evil, some of the stuff that goes on today, and you're like, look, this has to be demons. Like, it's the only thing I can label it, because it doesn't make sense. Humans wouldn't do this. Humans wouldn't fall for this. Humans wouldn't treat their fellow humans like this. But then, you know, part of me is just like, no, that's just fallen humanity. You know, you don't need a demonic force to explain this. I mean, do you think it requires a demonic force, or is this just humanity at its lowest, do you think?
Oh, I for sure know that different demons are guiding different individuals, like Ilhan Omar. She gave me a demonic smile when I confronted her in Washington, D.C. a while back. And I know that there's no way they can accomplish what they've accomplished without having some interdimensional group that has some type of sophisticated intellect to the average human to guide them to building an AI system, which centuries ago, you know, maybe wasn't heard of to the common man.
Right.
To build, you know, an incredible water, you know, system for a city or a lighting system. I mean, some of it's from human beings, but like I was talking with Mike Adams today at his laboratory. He said, some of the stuff in my laboratory, I don't believe really came from humans.
Mm.
Because it was so sophisticated, all the different things it was showing me in his laboratory today. I mean, it's incredible. And different people throughout time have talked about being DARPA super soldiers and leaving their bodies, doing a DMT trip, and interfacing with demons who told them specific things or gave them downloads of specific technologies that we now have.
Right.
And of course, Alex Jones wouldn't break the sources and the information when he talked about that years ago, but I believe DARPA is in connection with Satan himself, and they've been slowly able to bring forth different technologies and, you know, raise the water temperature as us little froggies are in the pot here, you know, as guinea pigs, so to speak.
Yeah.
To bring forth eventually their new world order, where you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, the name of the beast, or the number of his name written about there in the book of Revelation.
And that's the classic thing about the book of Revelations is you read it and it somehow only makes sense with the technology that we have today. And it's like, how did they write this 1,000 years ago?
Literally, I was at CERN this year and literally it was like left one place after the other. When I looked left, when I looked right, it was just 666, 666, 666, CERN, 666. It was crazy. And I posted that video on my Instagram of my time at CERN. And the craziest thing, oh my gosh, maybe that's ever happened to me when I've been covering something like that happened. And I was with Joshua. We were at one of the entryways and two British-looking ladies came out and they had a British accent and they were talking. And I said, do you know where the statue of Shiva is? You know about that satanic ritual that happened in 2016, basically, to one of them? And she's like, oh yeah, it was satanic, basically, she said. And Joshua was right there. I didn't get it on camera. And then I was like, this is an interdimensional gate. They're trying to bring demons in, basically. And she's like, yeah, I know. She just walked away with the other scientists. They had hard hats on. And I'm just like looking at Joshua. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And this is the video that, as far as I know,
have a satanic ritual going on right there outside of CERN. Oh, then she said, the one British lady, she's like, oh, the Shiva statue has now been put underground.
Oh, good.
Basically. Because I was wondering where it was, because I wanted to go and get a shot, a video right by the Shiva statue. And she's like, oh no.
It's hidden now.
Hidden now, basically.
Because they got bad PR. But
then I was in one parking lot right outside CERN, and I talked to one of the engineers, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's a giant science experiment, basically. And I was like, do not trust your leaders. It's right there on the video. Do not trust them. They're evil, basically. And he was just like, kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, they either don't think it's a big deal. Like they're like, yeah, demons. Yeah, we talked to demons. This is pretty cool. It's like, okay, what the hell's going on? But that video, I mean, the crazy thing, people don't understand. Yeah, there's the CERN with the 666 symbol embedded. Of course, the Build Back Better logo is 666. I mean, they're not exactly subtle about it. But that video that came out, I mean, they never said, no, this is a hoax. They said, well, it was a joke. We were doing it. We don't really believe it, but it was just kind of a fun thing to do. But that video of the creepy ceremony is confirmed, basically. Yep. CERN said, yeah, that we did do that. It was, but just don't take it seriously. But yeah, that video is absolutely a satanic ceremony being carried out at CERN, of all places, which is almost like, you know, we say about Bohemian Grove and Alex Jones. It's like, if you can just wrap your mind around that fact, that like with Bohemian Grove, you have all of these weirdo leaders of the world wearing black robes and doing human sacrifice. Like, really wrap your mind around what that means. Really wrap your mind around the fact that some of the most high-tech scientific institutions out there, like CERN, are holding very sincere devil-worshipping ceremonies in the middle of their complexes. Really wrap your mind around what that means for technology. It's wow. Weird.
So I've been by the entryway of Bohemian Grove, and that's not even as demonic as my time when I actually jumped over the fence there in New Mexico and walked onto the Zora Ranch. That place, wow.
That place was worse.
Some serious evil has gone down. And so many detectives who have been and are in law enforcement would concur with my analysis, because they've been to murder scenes, and so many of them would say, yes, there was a demonic presence when I would go to the murder scene to investigate. There was some type of lingering evil there.
Mm.
So it's not that hard to, you know, have the receptors on. And thanks to DNA Force Plus, Superman Vitality, and so many other things that I've had over the years, my pineal gland is super clean.
Right.
My system is super clean. So I am a great antenna for God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to be used against the New World Order. I'm ready to die for King Jesus. I'm ready to live in the time written about in the book of Revelation, where you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, the number of his name, or the name of the beast. And I'm not afraid. I know where I'm going. I'm going to be with King Jesus, and I only have so much time left in this body. And the main focus for me for the rest of my life mainly will be Washington, D.C. As long as it is in existence and it doesn't get, you know, nucleared, I'm ready to go there and fight.
Well, and I know you're going to go there. What's next for you? I'm not sure.
I plan on confronting Bill Clinton first on the 26th, and then Hillary Clinton on the 27th with Ivan Raiklin on Capitol Hill. So stay tuned.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure if that was if you're going to make that public or not, because I want to go to this video of Hillary Clinton, and I'm very concerned about this because I think it seems to me like Hillary and Bill Clinton, who clearly have been involved in the CIA since before he was governor, I mean, they are kingpins in this operation, and were always the first people talked about by the victims when they said, who else should we look into? It was always, well, Bill Clinton was always next to Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, they were best friends. And yet, they've been called to testify in front of Congress, and it's the Clintons that are saying, we want to do this in public, we want to get the transcript out there. So I'm sitting here like, okay, clearly they know all of the really bad stuff has been scrubbed. It's never going to get released. So now they're going to go out and try to act like they're the ones championing, you know, the roundup of elite pedophilia. It's such an inversion, and it's so crazy. But I think they're going to try to pull that off. And we'll go to the clip in just a second. But what's your take on that, on just the fact that the Clintons are so suspiciously excited to testify?
That shows how demonically possessed not only they are, but so many people around them, and how fallen the system is. In general, the federal government system is.
Right.
And I'm just so ready to get right in front of Hillary and speak about King Jesus right to her face and see her just, you know, have a demonic episode and she just passes out and dies right on the spot. That would be fantastic.
It's probably illegal to spray people with holy water without their permission, but that could be telling.
And I'm ready to, you know, evangelize to Bill. Maybe he's got some hope. I don't know. He looks pretty demonically possessed. But maybe there's hope for him. But for Hillary, for sure, I believe there's no way she's going to make it to paradise. I believe her heart has been hardened, and she's going straight to hell.
Because of her choice.
Yeah, her choice.
Let's go to this video. This is Hillary Clinton, and again, I get a pit in my stomach being like, why are they so confident? Because these people are tied in. I mean, they are up to their ears in Epstein muck. Here's Hillary Clinton pretending not to be.
Do you regret the links that there have been? You know, we have no links. We have a very clear record that we've been willing to talk about, which my husband has said he took some rides on the airplane for his charitable work. I don't recall ever meeting him.
Did you ever meet Ghislaine Maxwell?
I did on a few occasions, and thousands of people go to the Clinton Global Initiative. So it to me is not something that is really at the heart of what this matter is about. They are accused, and in both cases were convicted, of horrific crimes against girls and women. That should be the focus. And we are more than happy to say what we know, which is very limited and totally unrelated to their behavior or their crimes. And we want to do it in public because let's make this transparent.
There are calls for another individual who denies wrongdoing to go before Congress on this matter. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew. Do you think he should testify?
I think everybody should testify.
Look, including the former prince.
I think everybody should testify who is asked to testify. I just want it to be fair. I want everybody treated the same way. That's not true for my husband and me, because other witnesses were asked to testify. They gave written statements under oath. We offered that. They want to pull us. Why do they want to pull us into this? Gosh. To divert attention from President Trump. This is not complicated.
By releasing thousands of pages of documents, cooperating with Oversight Committee subpoena requests, and President Trump recently calling for further investigations into Epstein's Democrat friends, the Trump administration has done more for victims than Democrats ever have. That's the statement from the White House. Prince Andrew has consistently said he's there you go. That is basically the look. It's like, lady, we don't even have to go to Epstein to find connections to you, the Clinton Global Initiative, and human trafficking at an industrial scale. Ever heard of Laura Silsby? Like, what is she talking about, and what makes her so confident, Joseph?
man, she's really confident in her demonic power, for sure. Larry Nichols talked about it years ago with Alex, how she would go to witch church in California and how she would have seances in the White House. I believe Larry Nichols' testimony about her. And I'm ready to see her face to face, and I'm ready to invoke God over her, and hopefully she'll be indicted and arrested. I mean, it's so easy to find an indictment excuse, if you will, to go after her.
Yeah, it really is endless. But of course, she is, as I've always explained, you know, when the system, as it were, goes out of its way to protect Hillary Clinton, they're protecting themselves, right? Because she is a kingpin in a massive criminal conspiracy. So they're incentivized to protect her with everything they've got, not because they love her, but because they'll go down if she does. So, you know, her role in this, Clinton's role, you know, Bill Clinton's role in this has been established for, you know, 30 plus years at this point. And again, just the fact that they're acting like they're the aggrieved party is hysterical. And I mean, it was her email in, you know, 2016, Pizzagate email, where she says, "I'm sacrificing a chicken to Moloch," when she's emailing Linda Rothschild. So it's like, lady, you are as involved in this as probably more than just about anybody except for Epstein himself. So again, I'm concerned that she's so confident. I think
I believe
something.
That Marina Abramović was brought up by that California witch cult that Hillary was a part of for all those years.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, California is a hot. Why is California such a hot spot for this? I mean, San Francisco obviously is like the central node of this.
The worst place that God's ever sent me to, where I've seen the occult just out in plain sight, has been Sedona, Arizona. Like, you can't throw a rock, so to speak, without finding a psychic shop in Sedona. L.A. is maybe the second to that, but in the United States, there are maybe 5,000 strong New Age / psychic people channeling demons, making money off demons, you know, soothsaying through them to clients in Sedona, Arizona. But L.A. has a lot, too. I've gone to different psychics over the years, walked right in God's name, and have told them, you know, follow Jesus. And so many of them are just like, but I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of Satan. I'm not afraid of dying. So I plan on being risen up by God and being a political powerhouse for God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in the future. I'm not afraid.
And you're going to be confronting the demons themselves, Hillary and Bill, when they go to,
God willing,
to testify in a peaceful and you know, First Amendment protected way. What else do you have line ahead?
I plan on visiting a lot of places like Rome in the future and shooting a documentary there. The City of London inside London. I plan on getting footage of that. And I plan on making a documentary about all the different occult stuff in Washington, D.C. that I've seen. Just right in plain sight.
Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah. Have you seen the Masonic Temple in Alexandria?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've
impressive.
Been inside of it, and that's a pretty dark place. But that place isn't as dark as the Zohar Ranch, because it seems like there hasn't been any big satanic stuff that's gone down inside the Alexandria Masonic Temple for a long time. But that Zohar Ranch, I was like, whoa.
Well, you can find Joseph Philip Daniels and his, what do we call them, adventures to Zorro Ranch and your future endeavors on Instagram at Joseph Philip Daniel 1. Go to JosephPhilipDaniel.com. Thanks for being with us, folks.
Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much. And I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. It is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months, where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100x into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.